Centuries before photography, news feeds, and selfies, there was art. The images that communicated important and universal messages. This is Aaron Jones, director of the Museum and Gallery at Bob Jones University, with History in Pictures. Art intersects with many fields of study, including math. The earliest of paintings often sized people and objects according to their relative spiritual or cultural importance to the picture's narrative, which made the work seem unrealistic and disproportionate. In his treatise on optics, the ancient Greek mathematician Euclid introduced a theory of perspective. Later, Roman thinkers discussed and applied these ideas to the scenery design for their plays. However, it was the 13th century artist, Giotto, and a few others, who began experimenting with algebra and geometry to produce drawings in perspective, which created an illusion of depth in art. These initial artistic applications of math influenced the development of art during the Renaissance, and around 1435, Leon Battista Alberti wrote Della Pittura, the first book to apply math to art. M&G's painting, The Visit of the Queen of Sheba to Solomon, by Venetian Renaissance master Il Tintoretto, illustrates geometric perspective. Notice the lines of the checkered floor tiles, the king's steps on the right, and even the line of the upper balcony on the left. They all diagonally converge at a single point on the horizon, through the arched doorway. The lines that retreat from the viewer are painted in a way that makes them appear to continue in the distance and vanish. This is an example of one-point perspective because there is one vanishing point. Tintoretto created many dramatic scenes using the mathematics of perspective. History in Pictures is brought to you by the Museum and Gallery at Bob Jones University. To learn more about one of America's largest collections of European art, visit bjumg.org.